The enchanting world of Hinge and Bracket. Things are seldom what they seem. Skimmed milk, masquerade as cream. High nose, path as hate and leathers. Jacked or strut in peacock's feathers. Very true, oh they do. Black sheep well in every fold. All that glistens is not gold. Stocks turn out to be but logs. Bulls are but inflated frogs. So do we frequently. Drunk the wine that stops the meal. Turvety's ambitious thrill. Kill the farthing if you will. Yet it is a farthing still. Yes, I know that is so. Though to catch a fish I'm striding. It is shady, it is shady. I can see it what you're driving. Mystic lady, mystic lady. I could talk like that forever. What a cat was killed by care. Only brave deserve what's fair. Very true, so they do. Wink is often good as nod. Spoils a child who bears the rod. Fussy lamb run fox in danger. Dogs are found in many mangers. Frequently, I agree.
Up my cold, dear, but that was very nice.
Ah, it's a long time since we tried that one, wasn't it? What's the time, by the way, Hilda?
11:30, dear.
Goodness, we've been rehearsing for over an hour. I think I'll go to bed. Was that thunder, Hilda?
Yes, sounds as if someone's in for a storm.
Oh, well, I hope it isn't us.
Oh, don't worry, Edna.
Oh, it's all right saying that, Hilda. I just can't help it.
Now, look, dear, you want to do just as I do. Put cotton wool in your ears. Stick your head under the pillow and scream the place down. Evadne? Are you awake, Evadne? Evadne? Evadne, are you awake?
Who is it?
It's me, dear.
Mother!
Oh, dear.
Mother, what are you doing here?
Miss Silly, Evadne, it's Hilda.
Oh, Hilda, I'm sorry. When I saw you in the flash of lightning, I thought it was Mother.
How on earth could you mistake me for your mother, Evadne?
Hilda, my bedside light doesn't work.
And I look nothing like your mother.
Hilda, what are we going to do? We have no electricity.
I mean, she's nearly 80.
Hilda, stop going on about Mother.
Yes, but it's worrying me.
I've been dreaming about her.
Oh, I see. How is she, dear?
Hilda, get a torch.
How can I get a torch? I can't see a hand in front of my face.
What time is it?
It's past 3:00, because I heard the church clock strike.
Oh, Hilda, I'm so frightened. What a storm. Has there been any damage?
Well, now, actually, this may be a surprise to you, but I haven't been outside. As I wasn't sleeping in my Wellington boots, I didn't see the point.
No, I mean, have you heard anything?
Well, I thought it was a crash that woke me up, but of course I might have been dreaming as well.
I don't like it at all.
Nor do I, dear. I'm rather worried about Milton. I left him by the window. I mean, well, one of his cages has been struck by lightning.
Well, in that case, there'll be nothing left to worry about, dear.
Oh, is that me, no?
Now, look, Hilda, in my dressing table drawer, there's a night light. Please get it.
All right, dear.
It's in the bottom drawer. And it's at the left-hand side, dear.
Yuck!
Hilda, what is the matter?
What have I put my hand in?
Oh, that'll be my jar of pale cream, dear. You see, the top's broken, so I put it in the drawer out of the way.
I know you did, Evadne. I've got most of it all over my fingers.
Oh, Hilda, do find the night light.
I think I've got it.
Oh, good. Now, quickly, light it.
What with, dear?
Don't tell me you haven't got any matches.
Well, now, this may come as another surprise. But I don't generally carry them around in my nightie.
Well, what on earth are we going to do?
Well, I could break the dressing table stool and rub its legs together.
Hilda, I think the house is falling apart up there.
Nonsense, dear. It's the window. It's blown open. Now, don't worry. I'll taste the Arctic blast and close it.
Oh, that'll be the linen basket, dear.
I know, dear. It's like going through a minefield.
Oh, come on, just took it off, please.
I'm doing my best, dear. You know, navigation was never my strong point. There. Oh, is that it? Just look at those clouds. Isn't it quite dramatic with that moonlight just filtering through them? Oh, it's like the ride of the Valkyrie.
You're not getting me to gaze at the moon through glass, dear. It means bad luck.
Oh, dear. I think the bad luck has just jumped the gun.
What do you mean, Hilda?
Well, you know that telegraph pole that stands in the road?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't. Well, actually, at the moment, it's leaning very precariously. Oh, no, it's moving. Look, look, it's swaying. Evadne, it's going to fall on the house.
Where? Hilda, where?
There, see? It's stopped now. But it was moving.
Now, we can't stay here, Hilda. We shall have to move. You never know where that thing might fall.
Well, come on, then. Let's go downstairs.
Hurry up, Hilda.
After you, then, dear.
Right.
I think that's the linen basket thing.
Oh, Hilda, I'm wet through.
Well, so am I, dear, but we're nearly at the end of the lane, and my left puddle.
Now, I don't like this idea of seeking shelter at Maud.
Well, any port in a storm, and it is the nearest refuge. We couldn't stay at home with that telegraph pole threatening us like the sword of Damocles, now could we?
No, I suppose not, but I never thought I'd look for sanctuary in a railway station.
It's not a railway station anymore, dear. I mean, Dr. Beeching put face to that. It's more home.
It was a railway station before she moved in, and to me it will always be a railway station.
Well, in that case, dear, you'll have to buy a platform ticket to get in. Now, come along, dear. I'll bang on the door.
No, she'll never hear it. She sleeps like a log.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll try shouting through the letterbox. Maud? Are you there, Maud?
Oh, hurry up, Maud. Hurry up. I'm soaked to the skin.
Maud? Wakey, wakey. Wakey, Maud.
Oh, she's coming, Hilda. Quick, the light's gone on.
It's us, Maud. Don't be frightened, dear. Hello. Hello, dear.
Who is it?
It's us, dear.
Who's us? You're not burglars, are you?
It's Dame Hilda, the doctor, and a rather bedraggled budgie.
Bedraggled? I wish I was in a cage with a nice warm cover over me.
At times, Evadne, I wish you were as well.
What are you doing here at 3:30 in the morning?
Well, if you'll open the door, I'll tell you.
Oh, you should have come in. The door weren't locked.
Just let us in, Maud, and we'll explain everything.
Right, this way.
Thank you, Maud.
Try not to make a noise or you'll wake Arthur.
How on earth can Arthur sleep through this?
Well, he's not very well, David.
Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Oh, he'll be all right in a day or two. He's had it before.
Mm. Yes, well, the reason we're here is that we've had to leave home in a hurry.
You aren't doing a moonlight flit, are you?
Now, of course not, Maud, but we've had a catastrophe.
No, I had one of them yesterday. I burnt the toast.
Maud, our house is threatened by a dangerously wayward telegraph pole.
And so we've had to vacate it for the time being and seek temporary shelter.
Well, you're more than welcome to take your day, Milton.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mort.
Even the doctor.
Thank you, Mort.
We've got plenty to eat. Good job I baked yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, at least we're not going to starve.
Now, anyway, Maud, what is actually wrong with Arthur?
Food poisoning.
Well, you've no need to go to any trouble for us.
No, a crust of bread will do.
Preferably Mort bread.
Yeah. Or something out of a tin.
Well, actually, Maud, we're more tired than hungry.
Oh, you must be fair wore out.
Exhausted.
Right, then. Now, let's sort out the sleeping arrangements. Dame Hilda, you can go into Arthur's bed.
I beg your pardon?
Water him out first of all. He can make do in the kitchen.
Now, look, Maud, we'll be quite comfortable down here, dear. I'll have the armchair, and if Edney can sleep on the modern settee.
Modern settee? That's the long wooden bench that was here when it was the station waiting room.
It's a modern settee. It's one of Arthur's conversions.
Of course it is. I mean, I can see that.
What was it converted from?
The long wooden bench that was in here. Now, you'll find some blankets in that cupboard over there. Tom got me a couple of dozen the other day.
Fell off a lorry, did they, Maud?
Oh, no, they're quite clean. Wrapped up in brown paper, they were. Well, I'll get back to bed. Mustn't miss my beauty sleep.
She must suffer from insomnia.
Now, come on, dear, let's get a couple of blankets. What say? Well, these are rather sporty, Fanny. All edged in pink satin.
No, I'll help you open them out, Hilda. There we are.
What say? Isn't that unusual? Look, see what it says across the middle? QE2.
Hilda, they have fallen off a lorry.
No, I think they've fallen off a ship, dear. I only hope they're not damp.
It's nothing to laugh at, Hilda. These have been stolen, like everything else Tom brings into this house.
Oh, they'll be old stock, dear.
Old stock fiddlesticks. They are what is known in the trade as hot.
Well, they won't be much good as blankets if they're not.
Look, this cupboard's full of them. And look, Hilda, towels marked Imperial Hotel. Hilda, I'm worried.
Well, I'm tired.
As a JP, I cannot afford to be even remotely connected with anything in the least bit of
now, duty. Look, dear, I don't for one moment think that Stark in Hutch will be calling tonight.
Well, I'm not going to use these blankets, and at least I shall have a clear conscience.
Well, I am going to use them. At least I shall have warm legs.
Dame Hilda, are you awake?
Yes, dear, yes, I am. In fact, I haven't been asleep. You didn't warn me about the recalcitrant spring in this chair.
How did the doctor sleep then?
Well, very well, I think.
Well, I can't see her. Where is she?
Wrapped up in that rug on the floor.
Snug as a bug. I'll give her a shake. Your doctor. Wake up, doctor. Time to get up.
I didn't do it, Constable. I'm innocent.
Pardon? What are you on about?
Oh, it's you, Maud. I've had the most dreadful dream. I dreamt I was arrested by a blanket.
And sentenced to life imprisonment by a roller towel.
Yes. Oh,
sometimes I'm glad I ain't educated. Anyway, I brought you a nice pot of tea.
Thank you, dear.
Does it say Hilton Hotel on the tea bag?
What's the doctor on about now?
Oh, it's just a bit of fun, dear.
Now, breakfast. You can have either salmon or pheasant.
My goodness. It is like staying at a five-star hotel.
Well, they've got most of their fixtures and settings.
Tom won't be long before he's down. He's having a bath. He was filthy when he came in at 7 o'clock this morning. I says to him, oh, it looks like you've been scrabbling about in the bushes all night. He didn't half laugh.
Most amusing.
Well, dear, what do you think? Salmon or pheasant?
We'll have one slice of toast each.
Oh, so the prisoner didn't eat a hearty breakfast.
Right. I'll go and find the toasting fork. I think it's in the garden. Father used it last week for raking in the fertilizer. Oh, come in, Tom.
Morning, Dave. How are you, darling?
Well, I'm very well, Tom, considering.
Morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mum was telling me you've had a bit of bother.
Yes, well, it's storm damage, Tom, you see. Our telegraph pole has snapped, and by now it's probably in Evadne's bedroom.
Ah, oh, no problem. Look, I know a fellow who can get you a new telegraph pole very cheap indeed.
Thank you for the offer, but I think we prefer to go to the GPO.
Oh, this fellow works for the GPO.
Yes, but the post office do it free. It's part of the service.
People like that who put honest blokes like me out of the business.
And the sooner the better.
Incidentally, if your bedroom has been ruined, Doc, you're in luck.
I don't quite follow your reasoning, Tom.
Well, it's like this, Dame, darling. Look, if it needs decorating, I can lay my hands on some very cheap gear.
Gear?
Yeah, you know, painting that. I can do you as many gallons of undercoat as you want.
Well, see, that's very kind of you, Tom. What colour?
Well, shall we say battleship grey? Know what I mean? No questions asked.
Pity, I was just going to ask one.
Tell you what I'll do, Doc. Straight after breakfast, I'll get the old motorbike out and run you both home. Have a shufty at the damage and see what I can do.
Well, that's very kind of you. But before we do, though, I'll telephone the GPO.
Now, you be okay in the sidecar, Dame. What about you, Doc?
You're not getting me to ride in the sidecar. Of
course not. You can go behind me on a pillion.
We're back, Maud, we're back.
Oh, come in, Dame Hilda. Now, any damage?
There's no damages yet, but the pole is still threatening.
Well, what did Tom suggest?
Well, nothing really constructive, dear. He did say that we might paint it battleship grey and sell it to Scotland for the Highland Games.
He's full of good ideas, my Tom.
Ah, Evadne, you've made it.
No, I ache all over. I swear Tom deliberately sought out every pothole in the area.
Well, sit yourself down, Doctor.
No, thank you. I'd rather stand.
I thought you might, dear.
So you can't move back home, then?
Well, not until the post office gentlemen have made everything absolutely safe. And they said they would do that as soon as possible.
Well, all you can do then is sit it out.
I wish you wouldn't say things like that.
Anyway, I'm afraid we'll have to impose on your generosity just a little longer.
Oh, no bother at all. I'll cook you a nice hot lunch.
Maud, we can't let you do all the work. Now, we'll cook the lunch for you.
In fact, we insist on cooking the lunch.
Oh, no, couldn't do that. It's Arthur, you see. He won't have food cooked by anyone else but me.
The man's a masochist.
Oh, no, it's not religion, Doctor. It's just that he's fussy.
Yes. Is the poor man making any progress?
Oh, no, it's turned to mumps.
It can't be easy developing mumps from a stomach disorder.
Oh, it is for Arthur. Once he had a boil on his nose and affected his eyesight.
You mean he couldn't get his glasses on? Ah, Tom, we were just talking about you, dear.
Nothing bad, I hope, Dame.
Not at all, dear.
Now, Tom, what do you fancy for your dinner?
Oh, a couple of eggs will do me, Mum.
How do you want them?
Poached. Are you sure you've had sufficient, Dane?
Quite sufficient, Tom. That water biscuit was all I needed.
Now about you, Doc.
Oh, my scrambled eggs are fine, thank you. You don't mind me leaving the bits of eggshell there?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, were they fresh enough?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they should be. The hens don't know they're gone yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dame Hilda, but I've had an accident with me roly-poly.
What a shame, Maud.
What sort of accident, dear?
Well, it sort of disappeared.
You mean you lost it?
Yes, sort of.
Maud, you can't lose a roly-poly.
Oh, I know where it is.
Oh, good. Well, where is it, Maud?
Under the kitchen cabinet. Off the table, across the floor, and under the kitchen cabinet. I tried to catch it, but it was too quick for me.
That must be the ultimate humiliation, outpaced by a roly-poly. Have you tried to rescue it, Maud?
Oh, yes. I jabbed at it with the toasting fork.
Did you kill it, or was it just a flesh wound?
Well, at least there's one good thing come out of me grubbling under the kitchen cabinet.
And what's that, dear?
Well, I found that dumpling I lost last night.
Splendid. I should leave them there, Maud. They might breathe.
Arthur will be disappointed. He likes his roly-poly.
Oh, well, if you ever recover it, dear, give it the kiss of life and put it in his sandwiches.
Anyway, Arthur has a request.
Not his last, I hope.
Seeing as you're here.
Yeah.
And can you sing one of your songs to cheer him up?
We'd love to, Maud, but I doubt if we could hump your piano up the stairs.
Oh, he's got it all worked out. If we leave the door open, you can sing a bit louder than usual, and he reckons he'll be able to hear you.
Oh, well, come on then, Evadne. Are you receiving me, Arthur?
Yes, well, he's receiving you. Two for yes and one for no.
Oh, I see.
Oh, good, right.
What are you
going
to sing there, then?
Yes, well, I know. What about the Crimmins?
Oh, the 23rd Psalm.
I just said no.
Oh, well.
Is that no, Arthur?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I tell you, what about, I know, his favourite used to be the Teddy Bear's Picnic. No. Well, what do you...
I know him, no, I know what he'll want. He wants some of this modern rock and roll sort of stuff. Well, is that what you like, Arthur? Something like that? Well, you're not having it. No, I think we're safe here. We stick to Ivan Novelli.
Oh, yes, and what about, We'll Gather Lilacs? Has he fallen out of bed?
I don't know. Really rampant enthusiasm, I think.
Oh, right.
Well, we'll do that, shall we?
This is it then, Arthur. We'll Gather Lilacs, dear.
So right. I couldn't have spent another minute in that railway station.
Oh, I thought it was quite an experience, you know, sort of interesting.
Traumatic is the word, yeah. Maud and her family drive me to despair.
Preferably not on the pillion, though.
No, I don't want to be under the same roof as those three ever again.
Well, you won't have to, dear. The post office men have put the new pole in, and all they have to do is connect the wires.
Yes, I noticed you having quite a long chat with that engineer.
Yes, he's a charming man. Mm. He's got his city and guilds, you know.
I hope it's not catching.
Very droll, dear. Anyway, he'll be coming in shortly to test the phone.
Well, as soon as he's done that, I'm going to settle down for a quiet evening and an early night.
Yes, well, I don't think I shall be too late, dear. Ah, that'll be the telephone man. Coming! Oh, it's you, Maud.
Hello, Dame Hilda. You know, you said we could stay with you if ever we had a spot of bother.
Did I, dear?
Yes. Well, we got a spot of bother. We've had a burst and the place is flooded out. I brought some blankets and Tom's helping Arthur out of the sidecar.
Is the phone fixed, dear? Maud, what are you doing here?
They're staying the night, dear.
Could be 3 days, dipped to that water.
Evadne? Evadne, where are you going, dear?
I'm going to get a sleeping bag, dear, my toothbrush, and spend the night on top of that telegraph pole.
In their enchanting world, Hinge and Brackett were joined by beguiling Daphne Hurd as Maud and personable Peter Wheeler as Tom. The show is written by that delightful trio, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, and Ron McDonnell, and produced in fragrant Manchester by gentleman James Casey.